Clearly, Nokia has come a long way, which brings me to another area where Finland has excelled: public education. You may recall that a couple of weeks ago, we interviewed the author of a book called The Smartest Kids in the World. Finland featured in it because it has one of the most successful public education programs on the planet. So here's an update. Seems one key to Finland's success at school is letting kids be kids at recess. Kavita Pillay reports from Finland.
If the Finnish school system had a motto, it might sound kind of like the U.S. Postal Service. Neither snow, nor rain, nor gloom of an Arctic winter day stays our kids from going outside for recess.
We have the idea that students need to have fresh air every day, even if the weather is very nasty, even if it's raining or there are storms or lots of snow, we do ask them to go outside.
Sari Sola is principal of a K-12 school in Helsinki called Utenaiskoulu.
And they can burst out the energy when they are outside. And then they have better concentration during the school days and during the lessons after the recess time.
Finnish kids get an average of 75 minutes of recess a day. American kids, around 27 minutes. Pasi Salberg with the Finnish Ministry of Education and Culture says that makes a big difference. He's author of Finnish Lessons: What Can the World Learn from Educational Change in Finland?
When I have visitors here from the United States, they often ask me that, you know, if we want to do something what Finland is doing, is there anything we can do? And I say that reintroduce a recess in every classroom, every school that you have.
Over the past 40 years, Finland transformed a mediocre education system into one of the best in the world, according to international achievement tests. Which is why Salberg now spends much of his time speaking with educators and policymakers from around the world, and why he pushes what he thinks is Finland's edge.
The more you provide opportunities for children to have physical exercise, play, move, climb up and down, swing and do, you know, all these things in a schoolyard, the more they will learn.
Many elements of the Finnish system would be contentious in the U.S., like requiring all teachers to have a master's degree and giving individual teachers control over their curriculum. Others seem paradoxical. Compared to other high-ranking countries like South Korea and Singapore, Finnish kids take fewer standardized tests, do less homework, and they spend more time on the playground.
In most of our school environments, recess time tends to get viewed as kind of do-nothing time.
Paul Revel is a professor at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. He also served 5 years as Massachusetts Secretary of Education. Revel says there's widespread awareness in education reform circles about how physical activity enhances learning. But budget cuts, teacher layoffs, and pressure to perform on standardized tests have led many American schools to cut back on recess over the past 10 years.
I think the advice about having recess at every level, having opportunities for physical activity, that's good advice. The question is, are we willing to make the time for that to be available? If we get into an argument about having recess, for example, come at the expense of English, math, and science, that's probably a losing battle.
But Liz Goodenow, a scholar in the American play advocacy movement, says the Finns don't see this as a battle between academics and recess. Goodenow says that American policymakers and parents should take note.
Play makes children smart. It grows dendrites in the brain, and neuroscience can prove this, and it needs to get really absorbed by ordinary American families with kids in school. And stealing from the best has always been a road to success.
For The World, I'm Kavita Pillay.